आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। ओवर 60% वोट टर्नआउट रिकॉर्डेड फॉर दिल्ली असेंबली इलेक्शंस, काउंटिंग ऑन सैटरडे। होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह सेज एंटायर नॉर्थ ईस्ट इज नाउ ऑन पाथ ऑफ डेवलपमेंट अंडर लीडरशिप ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी। जनजाति सांस्कृतिक समागम 2025 टू बिगिन एट महाकुंभ इन प्रयागराज टुडे। फ्रांस गवर्नमेंट सर्वाइव्स नो कॉन्फिडेंस वोट इन पार्लियामेंट, क्लियरिंग वे फॉर अडॉप्शन ऑफ बजट 2025। इन क्रिकेट, फर्स्ट मैच ऑफ थ्री मैच ओडीआई सीरीज टू बी प्लेड बिटवीन इंडिया एंड इंग्लैंड इन नागपुर टुडे। एंड इन वर्ल्ड टेबल टेनिस सिंगापुर स्मैश, India's men's doubles duo of Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah to face French pair of Florian Bourhasson and Esteban Dor in quarterfinals. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in the North East Delhi district, while South East Delhi saw the lowest at 56.16%, a report.
Voting for 70 assembly seats in Delhi ended peacefully. With this, the fate of many political stalwarts like Arvind Kejriwal, Atishi, Manish Sisodia, Parvesh Verma, Vijender Gupta, Arvinder Singh Lovely, Ramesh Biduri, Devendra Yadav, Sandeep Dixit, Alka Lamba and Anil Chaudhary got sealed in the EVMs. To ensure smooth conduct of elections in Delhi, the Election Commission had made elaborate arrangements. Many facilities were available for voters at polling booth. Apart from this, tight security arrangements were also made. After completion of polling, all EVMs have been kept in the strong rooms. These strong rooms are under the constant vigil of Election Commission and police officials. 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Now everyone's eyes are on the counting of votes, which will be done on Saturday. Bhupender Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
By-polls took place in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh. Voter turnout was 67.97% in Erode East and approximately 65.35% in Milkipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference yesterday. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency, without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption. The Home Minister recalled that in the last 10 years, Narendra Modi government has made 3 agreements in Tripura to bring peace to the state. Mr. Shah said that the policies of the Narendra Modi government have transformed Tripura from a landlocked state to a land-linked state.
आजादी के 75 साल होने के बाद एक और कांग्रेस और कम्युनिस्ट पार्टी का पूरा शासन और इसकी तुलना में भारतीय जनता पार्टी का 7 साल का शासन, इसमें विकास के मामले में हमारा पलड़ा भारी, और इसीलिए मोदी जी ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के राज्यों को अष्ट लक्ष्मी के रूप में पूरे देश के सामने रखने का काम किया है। एक जमाने में लैंड लॉग स्टेट के नाम से त्रिपुरा को जाना जाता था, आज लैंड लिंक स्टेट के रूप में जाना जाता है।
द होम मिनिस्टर सेड दैट द मोदी गवर्नमेंट हैज ब्रॉट अ पॉजिटिव चेंज इन द लाइव्स ऑफ द ब्रू रियांग पीपल बाय प्रोवाइडिंग देम विद परमानेंट रेजिडेंसी, एजुकेशन, हेल्थ केयर एंड जॉब अपॉर्चुनिटीज।
त्रिपुरा में ब्रू और रियांग जाति के भाइयों बहनों को परमानेंट निवास की जगह देकर, शिक्षा की व्यवस्था, स्वास्थ्य की व्यवस्था और रोजगारी देकर उनके जीवन में नया बदलाव हम लाए हैं। बहुत फख्र के साथ कह सकता हूँ कि त्रिपुरा में एक भी हथियारी ग्रुप आज उपलब्ध नहीं है, सभी लोग सरेंडर कर मेन स्ट्रीम में आ चुके हैं।
The Union Home Minister expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for allocating 17,155 crore rupees for railways in Gujarat in the budget 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Shah highlighted that under the leadership of the Prime Minister, the railway network of Gujarat and the entire country is witnessing a golden period of development and expansion. He added that the union budget will further accelerate this progress. Mr. Shah pointed out that Gujarat's railway budget has increased 29-fold under the current government. He also noted that over the past decade, the electrification of railway tracks in the state has grown 22 times, with 97% of the tracks now electrified. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
Foreign Affairs Minister of Greece, George Kerapetraitis, arrived in Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Kerapetraitis will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. His visit will further strengthen India-Greece ties and enhance growing strategic partnership between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met SCO Secretary General Nurlan Yermekbayev in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar congratulated him on assuming this new responsibility. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and building of secure SCO. Dr. S. Jayashankar also had a telephone conversation with Egypt's Foreign Minister, Dr. Badr Abdelati. They discussed recent developments in the region and India-Egypt bilateral ties. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. And now, news from the Mahakumbh. Janajati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held at the Mahakumbh Prayagraj today, with over 15,000 tribals from across the country set to participate. Our correspondent reports that during the six-day event, everyone will take a pledge to protect the culture and traditions of tribals. The year 2025 has been declared as Janajatiya Gaurav Varsh to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda.
Under the Janjati Sanskritik Samagam 2025, Yuva Kumbh will be organized today at Mahakumbh. Talking to Akashwani News, the organizing secretary of Akhil Bharatiya Vanvasi Kalyan Ashram, Atul Jog, said that more than 8,000 tribal youths from across the country will participate in the Yuva Kumbh. He informed that Union Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durga Das Uike, will inaugurate the event.
Is Yuva Kumbh mein desh ke sabhi rajyon se 8,000 se bhi adhik yuva Prayagraj mein padhar rahe hain. इस कार्यक्रम में अवधेशानंद गिरी जी उपस्थित रहेंगे उनके ही आश्रम के कैंपस में यह कार्यक्रम रहेगा इस कार्यक्रम में केंद्र के जनजाति मंत्री दुर्गादास उइके जी भी इस कार्यक्रम में उपस्थित रहेंगे
ड्यूरिंग द इवेंट 25 यूथ फ्रॉम डिफरेंट स्टेट विल बी अवार्डेड हु हैव डन एक्सीलेंट वर्क फॉर द ट्राइबल कम्युनिटी एन एग्जीबिशन रिलेटेड टू ट्राइबल सोसाइटी विल ऑल्सो बी ऑर्गेनाइज्ड एंड 120 कल्चरल डांस ग्रुप्स फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द कंट्री विल पार्टिसिपेट एंड शोकेस देयर आर्ट They will also take a holy dip in Triveni Sangam. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over Arunachal Pradesh and northeast Assam till tomorrow and heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. We have a detailed report on the weather forecast.
IMD said that another fresh western disturbance is likely to affect western Himalayan region from Saturday. Under its influence, light rainfall and snowfall activity is likely over western Himalayan region during 8th to 11th of this month. The weather agency said that dense fog conditions are very likely to continue to prevail during early morning hours in Odisha and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. IMD also said that cold wave conditions are very likely in some parts of Himachal Pradesh and northern Rajasthan today. With the report of Raisuddin, this is Mayur Jain, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In international news, France's government survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament yesterday, clearing the way for the adoption of the 2025 budget. Earlier, Prime Minister François Bayrou had invoked special constitutional powers to secure approval of the budget bill without a vote by lawmakers, which led to the no-confidence motion. United States President Donald Trump has signed an executive order into law keeping men out of women's sports and also prohibiting transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The order has directed agencies to withdraw federal funding for any schools that refused to comply. The order also directed the State Department to push the International Olympic Committee to make similar changes at the international level by making eligibility determined according to sex and not gender identity or testosterone reduction. The order was signed on the occasion of National Girls and Women in Sports Day in the US yesterday. Prince Rahim Al Husseini has been named the new Aga Khan, the 50th hereditary Imam of Ismaili Muslims, following the passing of his father, Aga Khan IV. The 53-year-old Rahim, designated as Aga Khan V in his father's will, takes on this spiritual leadership role. His father, Aga Khan IV, and billionaire philanthropist Prince Karim Al Husseini, passed away on Tuesday at the age of 88 in Portugal. He survived by 3 sons and a daughter. Back home, moving on to the world of sports. In men's cricket, the first match of the 3-match ODI series between India and England will be played at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur, Maharashtra this afternoon. We have more from our correspondent.
Both India and England will test their ODI performances before going into the Champions Trophy later this month. Jos Butler-led England team is largely similar to what they had picked for T20 series, while the men in blue have experienced Rohit Sharma back as skipper and star batter Virat Kohli has also returned to the side. Next we have from the World Table Tennis Singapore Smash, where India's number one men's doubles duo of Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah will face 4-seeded French pair of Florian Borsod and Esteban Dor in the quarterfinals today. Moving on to the Mumbai Open Tennis, India as Prarthana Thombare will be in action in the women's doubles quarterfinal at Cricket Club of India in Mumbai today. While in the women's singles round of 16, several Indian players including Ankita Raina, Shivali Rashmika, Bhamidipati and Maya Rajeshwaran Revati will lock horns at the court. Last we have from the Indian Super League ISL football, where Mohan Bagan's Super Giant became the first team to qualify for the playoffs, beating Punjab FC by 3-0 in Kolkata last night. Today FC Goa will host Odisha FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. News related to 70 assembly constituencies of Delhi going to polls yesterday dominates front pages of dailies. The Indian Express headline succinctly sums it up. Delhi decides. 104 Indians, many who use donkey routes back home, headlines Hindustan Times referring to the deportation by the US of illegal migrants. Some of them paid 40 lakh rupees to agents for jobs in the US, reveals the Tribune. The Asian Age reports that the finance ministry has asked its employees to avoid using AI tools including ChatGPT and DeepSeek. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 60% voter turnout recorded for Delhi Assembly elections, counting on Saturday. Home Minister Amit Shah says entire Northeast is now on path of development under leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Janajati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 to begin at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today. France government survives no confidence vote in Parliament, clearing way for adoption of Budget 2025. In cricket, first match of 3-match ODI series to be played between India and England in Nagpur today. And in World Table Tennis Singapore Smash, India's men's doubles duo of Manav Thakkar and Manoj Shah to face French pair Florian Bourassa and Esteban Dorr in quarterfinals. And with that, we in the morning news. Have a nice day.